Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Globo Homos are at it again. We've seen what they've done to our military, making them wear high heels, put on makeup, take gay sensitivity training, pay for transgender sex reassignment surgeries. Now, this is the latest. You're not going to believe this. This is a Navy training video. You're going to watch this video and you're going to think this is some kind of a joke. This is an official Navy training video telling members of the Navy, the U.S. Navy, they need to be more inclusive and acceptance of the LGBTQ community and teaching them how to use pronouns like they're first graders. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, and I'm Conchi, and I use she, her pronouns.
And we're here to talk about pronouns.
What is a pronoun? A pronoun is how we identify ourselves apart from our name, and it's also how people refer to us in conversations.
Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity. It is a signal of acceptance and respect.
If it's a signal of acceptance and respect, how do we go about creating a safe space for everybody?
That's a good question. A really good way to do that is to use inclusive language. Instead of saying something like, hey guys, you can say, hey everyone, or hey team.
So glad the Navy is
getting
this training.
Another way that we could show that we're allies.
So glad the Navy my grandfather served in.
To maybe include our pronouns in.
Just getting this training.
Or, like we just did, introduce ourselves using our pronouns.
But what would I do if I misgender someone?
I think the first thing to recognize is that it's not the end of the world. You correct yourself and move on, or you accept the correction and move on. The most important thing I can tell you is do not put the burden of making you feel good about your mistake on the person that you just misgendered.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, and another tip for you to remember their pronoun next time, it's in your mind. Kind of go through a progression of three good things about the person using their pronoun. So let's say the person chooses to use they, then you will in your mind go, they have a nice shirt. They have a nice smile.
Oh.
They are really smart.
Oh.
So that kind of sticks in your brain.
Genius.
That is so helpful.
Why didn't I think of that?
I want to know.
When the Russians are bearing down on me with nuclear missiles, I'll be thinking about using the correct pronouns.
The most important thing is do not pressure anybody into giving you their pronouns.
Mm.
Some people may be going through the process of discovery and they are not ready yet to tell you what their pronouns
that's
are.
True, like that's true, like
so
the Chinese
in the
South China Sea.
With my pronouns and they may follow or not, and if they don't, then I can just continue to use gender neutral language.
Yes, exactly. Just to share something with you that happened the other day at a cookout I was at, we were talking about pronouns. And somebody was disagreeing with how different people see themselves as different pronouns. And the argument was, if you look like a female, then it's she, her, because that's what's normal. And if you make me call you something else, then you're infringing on my rights. And I was really taken aback by the comment, and I really wasn't sure how to respond. And the only thing I could really think quickly to say was, it's not about you at all, and it's mostly and ultimately about respect.
It is about respect.
It's about
That's
respect.
An important point to make.
I'm sure Russia is going to be thinking about respect as they're launching nuclear weapons.
And
the Chinese as they're invading Taiwan.
To help them understand better is
but
to
boy, oh boy.
Mispronouncing names. For example, my name is Johnny, spelled J-O-N-Y. And it's normal for someone to pronounce my name like Joni, but if I were to tell you over and over again my name is Johnny and you insist on mispronouncing my name, I would feel disrespected by you.
And maybe you should be.
Some names
all right,
are
there's more to this, but there's your Navy training, folks. You know, China's going to go into Taiwan, Russia's winning the war in Ukraine, but our Navy is pretty gay, all right? So just know that I hope the Chinese in the South China Sea know our Navy's really gay. And you better be labeling our members of the Navy their correct pronouns, or you're going to be a little, gay too.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Other mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just first tell you that Alex Jones will be back tomorrow. He was supposed to be on air yesterday, but because of the travel Armageddon, thanks to Biden's collapsing America, he was unable to make showtime. And today he is making up for lost time when he was on vacation with a bunch of important business that needs to be taken care of today. And so he will be off again today, and I'm honored to be hosting here on this Tuesday, June 21st. So Alex is okay, just taking care of some much-needed business that obviously he couldn't do in his absence, but he will be back tomorrow, and things should be getting back to normal then, at least as far as these transmissions are concerned. As far as America is concerned, I don't think we're going to be so fortunate. We just showed you the video. It's so ridiculous. The Navy is training its soldiers how to be more gay and inclusive, and a little lesson on what and when to use the right pronouns. And of course, it's all nonsensical. Nobody likes this crap except deranged, mentally ill liberals. And the generals that could be rejecting this stuff don't do it because then they would lose their pension. And so it just becomes the nightmare of Woketopia now, conquering the military. And it's just another sign, another symptom of what it is I've been trying to explain, which nobody else in the media is telling you, that the world is leaving us behind.
Emails, or like we just did, introduce ourselves.
Oh, do we have some more Navy training here? Oh, yeah.
What would I do if I misgender something?
What would I do? Oh,
I
my
think
God.
Easy to recognize.
What would I do? I just signed up for the U.S. military. I don't want to misgender something.
The most important thing I can tell you.
All right, so they make up all of these words and they claim it's pronoun usage. When are they going to rewrite the English textbooks? I mean, seriously. Because that's not actually taught in the English vernacular, in English text, in English literature, grammar, anything. It's non-existent. It's all made up. It's fantasy land. Just like everything else the liberals are doing. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Liberals are lost in a world that doesn't exist. So when do we rewrite the U.S. textbooks to include all this nonsensical, non-existent bullcrap to make the mentally ill among us feel in control? But that's just one issue here. I've got a ton of news to cover. I've got big developments, and it's not just the Ukraine situation. The Ukraine deal is just kind of the focal point. And when I say Ukraine, you know what I'm talking about. It's the world at large, and it's the New World Order that the West and Europe was trying to bring to the planet that has failed, that is being rejected by the rest of the world, that they're still going to force on us, but the rest of the world says, we're not doing this. And that all ties into the situation in Ukraine because you're being lied to about what's going on in Ukraine. So I've got some updates on that. We do have more woke nonsense. It's not just in the Navy, folks. It's in the Army as well. And, we're living in idiocracy now in so many different ways. I've got some big political news, some CDC COVID vaccine news. We've got some Second Amendment news, some censorship news, obviously Joe Biden news here. It's never good, but we've got that. Some Hollywood news, big waterfront of news today, and I'll be trying to cover it all, not to mention some video clips. But I want to try to do something today. We don't have any guests scheduled right now. And so I'm thinking maybe if I can get all this news off my desk in the first hour, maybe we can start doing this in the second hour or the third, because there's something happening in America right now that nobody is really talking about, and it's hard to put your finger on exactly what's going on other than to just say, this is Biden's collapsing America, this is the end of American civilization and way of life, and the signs and symptoms are all around us. And so I'll just give an example of something that happened to me last night and then something that happened this morning that I've just never seen before. Just never happened to me before, and now it's just every day you deal with this crap. Last night, I went to a men's clothing store to get some new jackets. I haven't purchased new jackets in a while. There's a big summer sale going on, so I thought, hey, I'm going to go get some jackets for the summer season now to wear on the air. It's actually a new jacket I have on right here. And so I go to the store, and I'm browsing around the store, and every other time I go to this store, without fail, because I'm a 38R, and I can usually just put on the jacket and walk right out with it, don't need any hems or tailoring or anything. Sometimes I do, but usually I can walk right in, put it on, walk right out. So every other time I've done this, which is at least 5 times, maybe 10 times in my life, to go get new jackets to wear on air, I can walk in, find 2 or 3, 38R, put them on, walk out, done. Simple. So I go try to do that last night. In the entire store, this is a very large men's clothing store. It's one of the biggest men's clothing stores. And I can usually walk in and there's 15, 20, 38Rs in the store that I can try on and pick one that I like. There were 2 in the store yesterday. 2. And so I go to the lady who's helping me and I said, hey, you know, I come here a lot. Usually there's a lot of options for me to try. I know 38Rs, you know, pretty popular size, but usually you guys have a lot of options. And she comes out and she just says, she's like, yeah, we're pretty much running short on all jackets and suits this season. I said, well, what do you mean exactly? She says, well, we're not getting as many shipments. We're not getting them as often. When we do get them, they don't have as much textiles as they normally have. And pretty much with a suit, forget about it. Like if you're looking for a suit, top and bottom, it's like, so, okay, so that's just, oh, do I need another jacket? Does this big men's clothing store need to exist? Is it a necessity? Oh, maybe not. But it's just another sign. You're in a collapsing country. Then this morning, I find a 4-foot rattlesnake in my backyard. This is probably about 8 a.m. I wake up at 8 a.m. I go downstairs. I have some wildlife in my backyard I like to look at. While I'm getting ready in the morning, and there's a big 4-foot rattlesnake. Okay. I go out back. I actually tried to film it. I thought it was kind of cool. And the little guy was kind of aggressive, so I said, I'll just leave him alone. So I go try to call some snake removal services. I call five snake removal services between the hours of, I don't even know, but I know they were all open because I looked all the times up. They were all open. I call five. Multiple times, four of them never even answer the phone. Can't even get an answer on the phone. The fifth one, I finally get an answer. The lady takes my information and says, okay, we'll have our removal expert, technician, whatever, he'll call you back, get your information, he'll come out there, take care of the snake. It's been about 3 hours since that phone call or such or so, and nothing, no follow-up, nothing, so I don't know what I'm going to do with a rattlesnake sitting in my backyard. And so these are the signs that we're in a collapsing society. So I want to take phone calls to hear your experience on this. Whether I go out to eat anywhere in the service industry right now, it is just a disaster. America has never been like this before. And I want to open up the lines at some point in the show to ask what your experience with this is like, because I doubt I'm the only one.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's give you the latest updates with the situation in Ukraine, which is really just a proxy war for the globalists and the criminal political elite of the United States of America. But there's a bigger story there, and that's the geopolitical movements and trends and shifts that are happening because of it. And they're happening rapidly, and of course, our media is not telling you any of it. But first, I want to read this. These are the rules of war or strategies of war. And I want you to listen to this, and you tell me if this sounds familiar or if this is something maybe we're experiencing. Rules of war: cut off supply chains, hit fuel lines, destroy wealth, disarm citizens, affect transportation, silence important communications, create diseases, cause strife and division, insert lies, confusion, and propaganda. Does any of that sound familiar to you? You think you're experiencing any of that right now? It would actually seem you're experiencing all of it. And the most incredible part of it is, it's not a foreign country doing this to us. It's the Democrat Party. And it's the Republican Party allowing them to do it. Cut off supply chains. We have a supply chain crisis. Hit fuel lines. Joe Biden shut off our pipelines. Destroy wealth. Have you seen the stock market lately? Your 401k, crypto, inflation. Disarm citizens. Democrats calling in the Second Amendment. Affect transportation. 10,000 flights were canceled this last weekend. I've got news on that that I'm going to cover later. Gas prices going up, affect transportation. Silence important communications. Who's censoring the internet right now? Who's censoring communications right now? Create diseases, COVID-19. Cause strife and division. Well, we see that going on. Insert lies, confusion, and propaganda. Well, tie that right into the one before it. Boy, that's all being done to us right now, not by a foreign country, but by the Biden administration and the Democrat Party. And the Republican Party is so weak, feckless, and corrupted that they don't allow, or they do allow it to happen, and they don't try to stop it. But now let's get to the situation, the geopolitical situation that is just the focal point is on Ukraine right now. Russia won't guarantee the lives of two Americans captured in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman says Geneva Convention doesn't apply because they weren't there officially. While New York grandfather, 52 years old, becomes second U.S. citizen to be killed in combat. Yes, two Americans killed in Ukraine, and I believe actually the Russians had three captured, but the story is saying two. Now think about what... There's a lot actually that's said here. So basically, Russia is rubbing Joe Biden's nose in it, saying, oh, we know that you're at war with us, but you never officially launched a war. So technically, there's no rules that apply to us capturing your citizens. See, because they're not actually at war, right? Oh, see how that works? Russians trolling America, trolling Joe Biden. How pathetic is that? And then Americans are suffering now because of it. Americans suffering because of Joe Biden, suffering because of the lies of the American media. And so Russia says, yeah, we've got some of your guys captured, but you're not at war with us, right? So the rules don't apply. Funny how that works. And so they will continue to be captured by the Russians, and Joe Biden will do nothing about it, which is really the bigger story here. We have Americans that are prisoners of a war that supposedly doesn't exist. and Biden is not even going to be able to negotiate their release? He can't even get Brittany Griner released. This president is a joke, missing in action, clown show, and now Americans are suffering overseas, captured by the Russians. And you won't even get a comment from the White House on this. You won't even get a statement from the White House on this. So Russia trolls Biden, says, yeah, we captured your citizens, but you're not at war with us, right? So the rules don't apply. Ha ha ha. And then Biden won't even try to negotiate their release. He won't even bother. But then Merrick Garland goes over there, and you guys can roll B-roll of clip 12. And this guy's just a goon, okay? This guy's just a clown. One look at this guy, nobody could take him seriously. And this is why the world doesn't want to deal with us anymore, folks. Because we send clowns like Merrick Garland and Jake Sullivan and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and men that pretend to be women and men that pretend to be puppies for sex play. And we send these people around the world as our representatives. Are you really surprised the world doesn't want to deal with us anymore? Are you really surprised that there's a new alliance of world power that is shifting and leaving America behind because we're a joke, we're a clown show? Brittany Griner's wife slams U.S. government for botched phone call, zero trust. Yeah, what, you really think the Biden administration can handle anything when they send a goon like Merrick Garland to Ukraine, or we send a Hollywood actor for show to go visit Zelensky? I'm so nice, the war is so serious that Zelensky can do a video shoot with Ben Stiller. That's really reassuring. But here's some of the real developments. Russia becomes China's biggest oil supplier. So there's two countries that are the biggest oil supplier to China. It had been Saudi Arabia for a while. Now it's Russia. China has also idled its fuel processing plants. Something's going on there, folks, and I've been telling you what it is for a while. Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, and other countries are forming a new alliance of power, and they intend on replacing the Western alliance of power that has now become Clownville. And so the world is ready to advance. The world is ready to go on to the next level. And they don't want to do mass depopulation. They don't want to turn the planet into a corporate world government slave system. And so they're moving on. I'm not saying these countries are perfect. I'm not saying their leaders are even good guys. I'm just telling you that's what's going on. The world is ready to be serious and move on and move into the next level of human progress. And in order to do that, they have to leave the West behind because we're jokes now. And so I think Russia has clearly cut a deal with China. And now they have a strong relationship and business partnership. And so China doesn't even need to process their own fuel anymore. Dependent on Russian gas, Germany fires up coal power stations. Yep, Trump predicted that. Now, this story is going around, folks. This actually happened a month ago. I don't know why this story, this tweet from Sam Street breaking, Ukraine has permanently banned the opposition party. That actually happened a month ago, but everybody is reporting on it now. So, no, Ukraine banned an entire political party from working in Ukraine, and it's the opposition party, and it's the pro-Russian party that actually was becoming a majority of people in Ukraine, so they just banned it. That actually happened last month. Ukraine votes to restrict Russian culture with book and music ban. Sound familiar? Even German TV. Everyone in Europe knows this is going on. That's why they're not supporting Ukraine or NATO. Russia has won the war, German journalist says West lying about Ukraine war. Yeah, I don't know why our politicians and media continue to lie about this. Even European countries are being honest about it, even though they're getting left behind with the rest of us. Moscow threatens Lithuania with consequences over blocked rail to enclave. That's a serious situation to watch. And then here it is. Putin says Russia is building the new world order right now. I told you this was going on, folks, and people are finally starting to get it.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online and it's great that millions watch it online, but you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to info InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then, we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's really hard to fathom that we have such a group of clowns, jokesters, non-serious people running our government right now and running our country into the ground. But boy, they really feel good about what they're doing. They really feel strong. The useful idiots destroying America, thinking there's going to be something better on the other side. Yeah, right. And so if you've been tracking the Democrat lies, the Biden administration lies about inflation, you know that first they said it's not going to happen. Then they said, oh, it's just transitory. Now they say, oh, it's Putin's fault. Now they're blaming Donald Trump. Even though Janet Yellen says, well, I don't think inflation is inevitable. You're already in inflation. She says, I don't think we'll see a recession. You're already in a recession. And so the Gateway Pundit has the story. Democrats now blame Trump for their historic inflation numbers, and they break down all the numbers. The inflation didn't exist at all until Biden got into office, and then, whoop, shoots right up like a rocket. Well, of course, Joe Biden shuts off our energy industry, causes a supply chain crisis, causes inflation. Yeah, that's 100% the Democrats and Joe Biden. And they say, oh, it doesn't exist. Well, it's just transitory. Well, no, it's Putin's fault. It's not working. Joe Biden is at it again. Cheers crippling inflation as a good thing. It will usher in renewable energy, electric vehicles. I don't believe that's how inflation works, Joe. But so, oh, now it's inflation not happening. Inflation is transitory. Inflation is Putin's fault. Inflation is Trump's fault. Inflation is a good thing. Oh. My way of life, my prosperity, my finances going down the drains is a good thing, says Joe Biden. Biden economy. Average American 4th of July cookout up 17% this year over 2021. Well, yeah, that's if you can even get the foods and the goods that you need on the 4th of July. There'll probably be shortages. We've still got, 2 weeks till the 4th? So my guess is the story on 4th of July weekend, 4th of July I think lands on a Monday or a Tuesday this year. My guess is on 4th of July weekend, the story is going to be shortages. And you'll probably see videos and images of people going to their local grocery stores looking for burgers or hot dogs or buns or whatever, and there'll be shortages because you're in Biden's America now. I mean, folks, I'm telling you, I know what's going on. I get it. I live in the real world, and so does this audience. But, I was talking to some of my friends about this earlier today. I don't know if we really fully understand just how bad it is and how bad it's going to get. Because there are solutions. We could stall this inflation and recession and maybe even go the good direction again, but there's no effort from the Democrats. Everything Biden is doing is to collapse this country. You can say it's intentional. You can say it's by accident. Incompetence doesn't matter. That's what's going on here. 10,000 flights delayed over holiday weekend as aviation chaos concerns White House. Oh, does it? Does it concern the White House? Yeah, Joe Biden takes a vacation to the beach every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Joe Biden is on vacation every weekend. I'm sure he's really concerned with the damage he's done to this country. He doesn't even know where he's at. His administration is a bunch of arrested development adults who are stuck in a childlike mindset that have tiny IQs that think they're doing a good job running things just because they're running things. They think just because they're there running things, things are better. Forget about the actual evidence of everything being worse. And again, this is why the world is leaving us behind. And I don't even mind. I'm not even against being an isolationist. I think America can do just fine on her own. That's not the global marketplace anymore. But when you see the stories like the one I covered in the last segment, Putin says Russia is building the New World Order right now. You have to understand what he's talking about. For the longest time for my life, the world influence has come out of the West. It's come out of America. And everything kind of derives from the will of the West. And for the most part, there have been good deals with China and Saudi Arabia, maybe not necessarily good deals for the U.S., but overall, it's moved the planet in a prosperous direction. I mean, hell, you can look at Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, and just see what's happened to them since they've been becoming more westernized and making deals with Western countries. They used to have goats that would rummage to pick up their trash. That's what they had for trash pickup was goats. Now they have really high-tech systems. But they want to keep progressing. They like prosperity. They like industry. They like building. They like infrastructure. They like new airports, new trains. So they're building these systems. And when you look at their metropolises, when you look at their areas, I mean, you can look all around the world, whether it's China, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, UAE. You look at their sprawling metropolis areas, and it's like, huh, why doesn't ours look like that? Why aren't our train systems nice and clean and effective? Why do our downtown areas look like third world crap holes, but these other countries look nice and clean and new and refurbished and working infrastructure? The West is collapsing. And the rest of the world doesn't want to collapse. They're just starting to get the taste of the Western lifestyle. They're just starting to get the taste of the Western prosperity. And now they see the West wanting to flush it all down the toilet. And they're saying, wait a second. Why would we do this? So the globalist plan, Build Back Better, Great Reset, is to essentially destroy prosperity, destroy industry, destroy infrastructure. And ultimately, they view that that will be the cause to end humanity, which is man-made climate change, carbon neutral. They want to end man-made climate change. You get rid of climate change. They just want to end man. They want to be carbon zero. Okay, well, guess what? You're carbon. That means you're zero. You're done. That's their plan, folks. They believe they're stewards of the planet. They believe they've transcended. They believe they're the true intellectuals, and this is the decision that's been made. But the rest of the planet isn't going along with it. The rest of the planet doesn't like Klaus Schwab. The rest of the planet doesn't want to do this. The rest of the planet doesn't want to do gay pride for a month. They don't even want to do it for a day, actually. So when you see Putin says he's building a new world order right now, this is exactly what I explained yesterday. Russia and Putin, for whatever reason, have decided, we're going to stand up. And we're going to say enough of the corruption coming out of the West, enough of the Western influence on the planet that's being negative now. And Putin has just kind of stood up to that. And now China says, hey, I kind of like what Russia's doing. I think I'll make a nice business partnership and relationship with them. And then Saudi Arabia says, these Russians seem to be more honorable than the U.S. politicians. These Russians seem to be better people, smarter people, more honest people than the people I deal with in America. I think I'm going to deal with them. And then the UAE and Qatar says, I think we like what Saudi Arabia is doing. Let's get on board with that. Let's make deals with Russia. And then India says, I kind of like the way Russia is going too. Plus, I mean, with Russia and China there as our allies, we could really just control the entire means of production on the face of the earth. I kind of like that. And then Brazil, and then Mexico, and then Central America, and other South American countries are going to make a decision soon, too, to say, okay, well, do we want to go the way of the New World Order, World Economic Forum that crushes our civilization? Or do we want to look at this new partnership that's being formed in Russia with China and India and Middle Eastern countries that actually believes in human prosperity and actually believes in a future of the planet with humans on it? Which way do you think they'll go?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
America is already suffering a food shortage, which can be felt by rising costs and emptying shelves at the grocery store. But this is a cakewalk. It's going to get much worse. The writing, as they say, is on the wall. Any reasonable person can see that this is all being done deliberately. Over 10,000 cattle just died, and we are told that it was due to 100-degree weather. And in just the past 17 months, nearly 100 disasters have mysteriously befallen the American food industry. Dozens of catastrophic fires burning down food processing plants, in multiple cases caused by small aircraft crashing into them. Thousands of tons of meat destroyed. Over 2 million turkeys have been destroyed. Over 40 million chickens have been destroyed. And with the rising cost of fuel, farmers are unable to harvest their crops. And it's only just beginning. Remember, Joe Biden promised he would shut down oil and gas.
I have one final
question.
Would
he close down the oil industry?
It falls.
Would you close down the oil industry?
I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I would
transition.
That is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's
you can't
a big
do
statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Over time.
That's the biggest statement.
Okay.
Because basically what he's saying is he's going
President?
To destroy the oil industry.
Okay.
Will you remember that, Texas? Will
okay.
you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me give you 10 seconds to respond,
Ohio.
And then I have to get to the final question. Vice President Biden.
He takes everything out of context, but the point is, look, we have to move toward a net zero emissions. But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have
have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to clock it.
And they are making good with their radical promise, except there is no alternative energy plan. The Biden administration is doing everything they can to shut down all fossil fuel in this country. And not only will that stop people from driving, all public transportation, all shipping.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry, I'm coming back late here. As I explained earlier, I am trying to get a rattlesnake removed from my backyard. And I just got off the phone. So, look, I'm going to open up the phone lines coming up on this, and I want to take your phone calls because I just can't believe this. The number one snake death in Texas is rattlesnakes. And it's not like it's a big problem, but it's number one. And there is not a single snake removal service in the entire Austin area that can come get a snake out of my backyard. None. And I just got off the phone with the one company that even answers their phone. I've tried five. One even answers. And she's on the phone explaining to me. She's like, look, I don't know what's going on, but apparently we're the only snake removal company that even exists in Austin, even though she knows that's not true. Because she's like, I know there's all these other companies, but everyone's saying, hey, nobody else is answering. They're all calling us today, so we can't help you. This is not America, okay? This is not a capitalist country anymore, folks. It's not. We do not live in a capitalist country. We live in a communist, socialist, welfare state now. Because, you see, that's the thing about a capitalist country. When somebody needs something done, there's someone there to capitalize. No one's a capitalist anymore. So, I don't know what's going on. I guess I got to go to remove a rattlesnake from my own backyard, and I hope I don't die. So, but that's just a personal stuff. I'm not trying to air my dirty laundry here. But there's a bigger story, and I want to open up the phone lines on it coming up here in the next hour. I mean, am I crazy? Am I the only one experiencing the service sector, the service industry in this country going to complete crap? Is anyone else noticing this? Like, there's only a few restaurants that I'll even go to in Austin anymore because the service doesn't totally suck. I mean, I just can't even believe it, man. Well, hey, we're going to see it. I mean, we're going to see it. You're going to experience what it's like living in a third world communist hellhole. You're going to get a taste of it. And so, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing that we can learn this lesson the hard way, that free market capitalism is a good thing. But I don't know if we recover after it. I don't know if we recover after it, folks. And again, these are just two things that have happened to me in the last 12 hours that just, I mean, it happens to me every day trying to get service or going to the grocery store and seeing a shortage. So I'm going to open up phone lines on that topic when I come back. I'm not trying to waste time here on the show. We're going to take phone calls on this, and I still got a bunch of news to cover. But I mean, it's just, boy, oh boy. I just can't believe in America we're having shortages. We're having a service sector, service industry, complete meltdown, shutdown. I just can't believe it. I cannot believe I'm experiencing this. And that's just because I know where it's going. I know this isn't a fluke. I know this isn't a flash in the pan. I know these aren't isolated incidents. This is where the country is going. 10,000 flight cancellations this weekend. If you don't have a direct flight, pretty much guarantee it, your flight's getting delayed or canceled or redirected. Pretty much a guarantee now. Never used to happen in this country. Never. Never used to happen. Now it's the commonplace, because we're in a collapsing civilization, because our leaders are more focused on destroying this country than they are helping it. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Well, if you believe they have good intentions, then that applies here. But we're going to hell. We are going to hell in a handbasket. But hey, guys, we're gay. So, you know, just know when your country's collapsing that you're gay, bro. So it's okay. You can't pay your bills. You can't fill your gas tank. You're gay. So it's all good. Your Navy's gay. Your Army's gay. Your football is gay. It's all gay. Not if you're in Russia or China or India or Saudi Arabia or Qatar or Brazil or anywhere else. They're not doing this crap. Or Mexico. They don't do this bull crap. Only our feckless, hopeless, mentally ill, deranged, psychotic leaders are doing this to us. I'm just at a loss, man. It's hard to focus and cover the news when you just see your country going to hell right in front of you. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And so, I mean, look, we deal with the supply chain crisis here because we sell products at InfoWarsStore.com. And you may notice when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, there's some products that aren't even there anymore. We had to stop selling some products because they don't even get made anymore. And then you may notice that some products are selling out, which we do sell out of products quite frequently. That's because they're popular. But you may notice that they're just not coming back in stock. Folks, I'm telling you, the supply chain crisis is real. I'm glad that we still have Survival Shield X2 in stock. We thought we might not ever be able to get it back. We've got Survival Shield X2 in stock. It's on sale. I'm glad we can still sell the whole food multivitamin. I'm glad we can still sell the liquid immune support formula. I'm glad we can still sell vitamin D3 gummies. But every time we sell out of a supplement now, it's like, are we even going to get it back in? We've had instances where we couldn't even get lids, or we couldn't even get bottles, or we couldn't even get labels printed because of the supply chain crisis. So, I mean, just know, if you see something on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, I mean, you might want to load up on these products that you like because we just don't know when they're coming back. There's a perfect example. Bodies. Whole body support formula sold out. We haven't gotten it back. But let me tell you what is in stock. We do have the Pure Turmeric on sale in stock right now. We do have Brain Force Ultra on sale in stock right now. Very popular. That usually sells out. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support Formula. Best sleep support formula I've ever had. Used it again last night. Slept like a baby. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support on sale. InfoWarsStore.com. The hair and beard support formula at a deep discount. It works for me. It's in stock on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Fizzy Magnesium, the best orange drink mix you're going to find, not just for flavor, but for health. That's on sale, in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. But there you go, folks. Get to InfoWarsStore.com and buy these products before they sell out, because once they're gone, we're in Biden's America now, folks. You're in a third world communist hellhole. Who knows when you'll be able to get this stuff again?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust.